I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
For about a week and a half, our bosses have wanted us to do this viral TikTok challenge where you eat honey, and I did not understand what the big deal was about.
I mean, for grown men, it's kind of unnatural, right? How excited they get about these things, to tell you the truth.
So we were like, eh, and we've been having this frozen honey in the freezer here at work for like a week, but we kept pushing it off. But then over the weekend, this started trending.
New this morning, doctors warn against another new trend on TikTok. People are freezing honey and then they're squirting a large amount into their mouths. You say, whoop-de-doo. Well, by eating large quantities, doctors say it has the potential to cause major gastrointestinal distress.
I mean, that requires a news update. Breaking news. Oh my gosh. Right. This is going on. That's unbelievable.
Whoop-de-doo.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Whoop-de-doo.
Wait, the fact
so
that...
So wait, you ate a bunch of honey and you got the farts, and that's a problem. And it's a national news story now.
Oh my gosh, it goes on.
Our bodies aren't meant to handle that amount of sugar. One TikTok user admitted after doing the challenge she had a very urgent desire to go to the bathroom.
Good.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
One more time.
Thanks, Nancy Reagan.
Don't do it.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So now that we've learned that we're not supposed to do this challenge.
Yeah, now we're in.
Yeah.
Now let's do it.
Right, here we are.
Now I'm excited.
I'm like, well, how long will it take before I violently get ill? But don't worry. We're going to put this right on TikTok. Now, here's the thing about freezing honey.
Mm.
It never actually fully freezes.
Right. I was wondering that when you handed it to me, because how am I supposed to eat it?
So this has been in the freezer for legitimately 10 days at this point.
Yeah.
And it... Like, this is my plastic fork.
It is kind of tough. It's hard to get the spoon in it.
Yeah, it's almost like a gel. It's like a hard gel.
Yeah.
But let's take a big old...
I love the fact that if I was about to ingest pure sugar, like, my wife would give me half a teaspoon, but you have given me nearly half a pint.
Right. Well, we have to see what happens.
Anna's regard for me is really just, if I survive through the end of the program, like, that's good enough for her. I don't actually have to live another 20 years. If I can make it till, you know... the end of the show, then we're good.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yep. Okay, ready?
Thanks.
Let's eat the frozen honey and let's see what happens.
Whoa.
I mean, I'll tell you this. It is delicious. It's yummy, right?
It's yummy, but it's hard to... Like, it's going to be hard to do our job like this.
Don't do it.
No, we did it. Too late, lady.
It's going to be hard to do our job like this.
You know what I didn't expect?
Right.
That after I had a big spoonful, I was going to go back for a second big spoonful.
Knowing that it could land you in the bathroom for the next, you know,
two days,
I guess, and maybe the ER after. But I mean, if you just give me some sugar, I'm all in for it.
Yeah. All right. So we did it. I guess we'll report back if we're violently ill. You'll probably know because we'll no longer be on the air.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.